Welcome to the Elon Musk Daily Briefing, your daily update on the latest from Elon Musk and his companies. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod produced by Podcast AI. Want to create your own Magic Pod? Check the link in the show notes. Let's dive in. First up, in today's Big Move segment, we have an exciting announcement for all Tesla enthusiasts. The much-anticipated Tesla full self-driving version. 13 has officially begun its initial rollout. That's right, Tesla's AI team has been working tirelessly to get this new version out before the end of November, and it seems they've succeeded. Reports are flooding in from Tesla owners, who are among the first to receive this groundbreaking update. The latest full self-driving build is listed as FSD Supervised Version 13.2, and comes with the software update version 2024.39.10. This release is a major upgrade, and it's packed with a host of new features that are set to revolutionize the driving experience. So, what's new in FSD Supervised Version 13.2? Well, the update enhances every part of the end-to-end driving network. It now includes 36Hz full-resolution AI 4 video inputs and native AI 4 inputs, backed by advanced neural network architectures. Plus, there's a massive 4.2 times data scaling and 5 times training compute scaling, powered by Tesla's Cortex cluster. This means a significant reduction in photon-to-control latency by 2 times, making the system faster and more responsive than ever before. But that's not all. The update also introduces speed profiles for both city streets and highways, allowing drivers to start FSD supervised from park with just the touch of a button. It integrates unpark, reverse, and park capabilities seamlessly, and boasts improved reward predictions for collision avoidance and camera cleaning. A redesigned controller promises smoother and more accurate tracking, and dynamic routing now allows for real-time adjustments around road closures, which are displayed along the affected route when detected by the fleet. It's a comprehensive upgrade that pushes the boundaries of what autonomous driving can achieve. Looking ahead, Tesla has teased some upcoming improvements that include 3x model size scaling and context length scaling, audio inputs for better handling of emergency vehicles, and improvements in false braking and slower driving in parking lots. These enhancements are set to further refine the driving experience and make the system even more intuitive. Considering that the Cybercab units used in Tesla's We Robot event in October were operating near-production AI software expected to ship in FSD version 13, expectations for this build's real-world performance are through the roof. It's going to be fascinating to see how well FSD Supervised Version 13.2 handles real-world scenarios and continues to push the envelope of autonomous driving technology. In today's innovation segment, we're diving into an extraordinary advancement from Tesla's robotics division. Tesla has just unveiled a video showcasing their Optimus humanoid robot's newest capability, catching balls midair with a brand new hand design. This marks a significant leap in robotic dexterity and vision software. The video reveals Optimus with two distinctly different hands. The right hand is from the previous generation, while the left hand, which is adeptly catching the balls, represents the latest generation. This new hand was introduced on Black Friday, and it's already making waves with its enhanced capabilities. Tesla's official Optimus account even joked about it, saying, "Got a new hand for Black Friday." So, what's so special about this new hand? Well, it's all about degrees of freedom. The previous version of Optimus's hand had 11 degrees of freedom, but the new version boasts an impressive 22 degrees, allowing for much more complex and human-like movements. This upgrade is what enables Optimus to catch balls in flight, a task that requires precision and agility. Elon Musk himself chimed in on the excitement, tweeting, "Let's give Optimus a hand for catching ball." This playful nod underscores the excitement and potential of this technological breakthrough. At the We Robot event in October, this hand was shown separately, highlighting its motor capabilities, though it wasn't yet installed on the robots at the time. What sets Optimus apart from other humanoid robots is its integration with Tesla Vision AI, The same neural network technology that powers Tesla's autopilot full self-driving feature. This system allows Optimus to perceive and interact with its environment in real time, offering a distinct advantage over other robots on the market. Tesla Vision AI continuously evolves thanks to daily updates from large datasets of video and audio, ensuring that Optimus's capabilities will only improve over time. This neural net-based system is a game-changer, providing Optimus with a level of adaptability and learning that other robotic systems simply can't match. While Elon Musk had mentioned that Optimus would be able to thread a needle within a year, it's clear that the focus has shifted to enhancing its dexterity and responsiveness in other areas. Catching balls mid-air is a testament to the incredible progress Tesla has made with Optimus, and we can expect more impressive feats in the near future. In today's regulatory segment, we have some significant legal news involving Elon Musk, OpenAI, and Microsoft. Elon Musk's legal team has filed for a preliminary injunction against OpenAI and Microsoft, aiming to stop what they claim is anti-competitive behavior. This filing was made in the United States District Court for the Northern District of California on November 29, 2024. According to the motion, Musk's lawyers allege that OpenAI has been discouraging investors from backing its rivals, including Musk's own artificial intelligence company, xAI. They claim that OpenAI's actions have directly impacted xAI's ability to secure funding, citing an instance where a major investor declined to invest in xAI after participating in OpenAI's funding round. The injunction also accuses OpenAI and its largest investor, Microsoft, of engaging in illegal self-dealing. This includes the sharing of proprietary information and resources, which Musk's team argues harms competition in the marketplace. Furthermore, the motion highlights that OpenAI is accused of directing business to organizations where its executives have financial interests, such as choosing Stripe as a payment processor to benefit OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. Musk's legal action challenges OpenAI's transition to a for-profit model, arguing that it deviates from its original non-profit mission. The motion states, "No objective observer can look at OpenAI today and say it bears any resemblance whatsoever to what it promised to be." Musk's team insists that an injunction is necessary to preserve OpenAI's non-profit character and prevent further self-dealing. In response, OpenAI has dismissed Musk's claims, labeling them as baseless. An OpenAI spokesperson told TechCrunch that Musk's repeated attempts to litigate these issues lack merit. It's worth noting that Musk had previously sued OpenAI earlier this year over similar concerns, although that lawsuit was initially withdrawn and later revived. This legal battle is not just a dispute over business practices. It reflects the intense competition and high stakes in the artificial intelligence industry. As these tech giants vie for dominance, the outcome of this case could have far-reaching implications for the future landscape of AI development and investment. In today's Elon's World segment, we're diving into the latest developments in the ongoing rivalry between Elon Musk's xAI and Sam Altman's OpenAI. This story is heating up as Musk's xAI is making strategic moves to catch up with OpenAI in the fiercely competitive artificial intelligence landscape. Elon Musk is no stranger to competition, and his latest endeavor, xAI, is his bold bid to challenge OpenAI's dominance in the AI sector. Reports suggest that xAI is focusing on building a robust ecosystem of AI technologies that not only rival, but potentially surpass those of OpenAI. The strategy behind xAI's push involves leveraging Musk's extensive network and resources, including collaborations with other Musk-led companies like Tesla and SpaceX. By integrating AI advancements across his various enterprises, Musk aims to create a synergistic effect that could propel xAI ahead of its competitors. One of the key areas where xAI seeks to differentiate itself is in the development of more transparent and ethically aligned AI models. Musk has been vocal about the importance of AI safety and ethics, and xAI is reportedly prioritizing these aspects in its research and development efforts. As xAI ramps up its operations, the company is also actively recruiting top talent from the AI field, aiming to assemble a team capable of pushing the boundaries of what is possible in AI. This aggressive talent acquisition strategy is a clear indication of Musk's commitment to making xAI a formidable player in the industry. Meanwhile, OpenAI, under the leadership of Sam Altman, continues to expand its reach and influence, maintaining its position as a leader in AI innovation. The competition between xAI and OpenAI is not just a battle of technologies, but also a clash of visions for the future of AI. For Elon Musk, the rivalry with OpenAI is personal. Having been one of the original co-founders of OpenAI, Musk left the organization due to differences in vision, particularly concerning the commercial direction OpenAI took. Now, with xAI, Musk is setting out to realize his vision of AI that aligns more closely with his principles. As this story unfolds, it's clear that the battle between xAI and OpenAI will be one to watch. With high stakes and the future of AI at play, the outcome could shape the trajectory of artificial intelligence development for years to come. In today's Future Vision segment, we're thrilled to share an exciting development in space exploration, courtesy of a collaboration between NASA and SpaceX. NASA has officially selected SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket for the ambitious Dragonfly mission to Saturn's largest moon, Titan. This mission promises to be a game changer in our understanding of the solar system's potential for life beyond Earth. Scheduled for launch between July 5th and July 25th, 2028, from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida, the Dragonfly mission is set to make history. The project is valued at a staggering $3.35 billion and will see a nuclear-powered octocopter, aptly named Dragonfly, embark on a journey to explore Titan's icy and dune-filled terrains. Titan, with its thick atmosphere and unique surface features, is one of the most intriguing celestial bodies in our solar system. It's the only known moon with a significant atmosphere and liquid bodies on its surface, though these are composed of methane and ethane rather than water. Dragonfly's mission is to investigate Titan's habitability and search for the building blocks of life, potentially reshaping our understanding of where life might exist beyond Earth. This nuclear-powered rotorcraft lander will measure 3.85 meters in length and weigh 875 kilograms. Its 8 rotors will allow it to fly through Titan's dense atmosphere, landing at various locations to collect and analyze samples. This innovative design makes Dragonfly the first rotorcraft capable of flying on another world, marking a pivotal moment in space exploration. Upon its arrival in 2034, Dragonfly will spend 3 years exploring diverse terrains on Titan, including icy plains and towering dunes. Equipped with cameras, navigation tools, and a LiDAR system for three-dimensional mapping, Dragonfly will operate largely autonomously due to the significant communication delay. Radio signals take 90 minutes to travel between Earth and Titan. The mission's objective is not just to explore Titan's surface, but also to delve into its atmosphere, analyzing its potential for exotic life forms. With its mostly nitrogen atmosphere, clouds, rain, and flowing liquids, Titan resembles Earth in many ways, yet its ultra-cold surface temperatures of minus 179 degrees Celsius make its chemical processes unique. Scientists are eager to discover whether Titan's subsurface water and hydrocarbon lakes could harbor life. By partnering with SpaceX, NASA is leveraging the power of the Falcon Heavy rocket, one of the world's most powerful launch vehicles, to propel Dragonfly on its interplanetary journey. This collaboration underscores the importance of innovation and partnership in pushing the boundaries of what is possible in space exploration. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Also, for a full list of all our daily briefs, check out the link in the show notes. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.